There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. Every Sunday, we invite you to join us in listening to a series of inspirational programs featuring Dr. Ernest Holmes, noted author and spiritual leader in This Thing Called Life. Now it is my pleasure to present Dr. Ernest Holmes.
Friends, this thing called life is available to everyone, ready and willing to meet all our needs when we have confidence in it. Today I am going to tell you a true success story. It is about a man well past middle age who learned how to use the power greater than we are at a time of life when he was both discouraged and impoverished. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who was past 60. He was driving a bakery truck when he first became interested in knowing more about this thing called life. Shortly before this, his daughter had healed herself of a physical ailment through prayer and faith, and this set him to wondering about his own condition. At one time, he had been very successful, but through a change in affairs, he had lost his business, and he was now driving a bakery truck. He came to me one day and told me about his daughter's healing and asked, "Why can't this power that healed my daughter do something for me?" Naturally, I answered, "God can do anything." He believed in the power of prayer, and his faith was now supported because his daughter had been healed. And so we worked out a very simple method of procedure for him. We decided it would be a good thing for him to take a few moments each day to meditate and pray, and with this one idea in mind. There is a law of good that is able to do anything. There is an intelligence in the universe that wishes me to be successful. God is right where I am. Therefore, I do not have to go anywhere to find him. The law of good is right where I am. Therefore, I do not have to go in search of it. I live and move and have my being in this divine spirit and this perfect law. I believe it will respond to me. Therefore, I am going to trust it. He was trying to accept the answer to his prayer, even though he had not yet experienced its fulfillment. As Jesus had said, "When ye pray, believe that ye have, and ye shall receive." Let us say that he was in this position. He had a garden plot and seeds to plant in it. He believed the soil could produce the desired crop, and he had complete confidence in the creative ability of life. But he hadn't actually planted the seed. He was hoping for a crop without first having complied with the law of nature, which says, plant the seed. Plant the seed and let the law of good do the rest. Or shall we say, he was like a man who had a hen and a dozen good eggs, and he wanted to raise some chickens. Somehow or other, he had to get the hen and the eggs together. Now the eggs were willing, and the hen was willing, and he was willing. But if he kept the hen in the yard and the eggs in a basket, nothing could happen. It is necessary to put the eggs under the hen, because she knows what to do with them. She just sets on them for 21 days. She rolls them over once in a while and sort of chuckles to herself as she contemplates the happy event that is to take place. You see, the hen doesn't know how to make a chicken any more than you and I know how to create a cabbage. But by some divine guidance, she knows how to set on an egg. And there she sets, as though she were guided by God's intelligence, which of course she really is. But the hen obeys this divine urge within her, and so she sets. And sure enough, in due season, life stirs within the shells, and the little chicks come forth, ready to start the business of living on their own. Well, you and I are not chickens, and we are not eggs, but we could learn a lot from the hen, for she simply sets on an idea until it takes place. Have you and I ever sat on an idea consistently for 21 days without ever leaving it? Have we rolled it over each day in our imagination, like the hen does the eggs, in happy anticipation of what is going to happen? It was exactly this that our friend needed to learn, and he needed to do. He already had the makings, so to speak. He merely hadn't put them together right. You see, he already had the hen and the eggs, with his belief in prayer and his confidence in the power greater than he. He just hadn't got the eggs under him. As I said before, the eggs were willing and the hen was willing, and so was this thing called life, the power greater than we are willing. What he had to do was to place his faith in a relationship to this power, which would make it possible for the law of good to do a definite thing for him. Well, this man really sat on his eggs for 3 months before anything tangible happened. But he did sit on them, and he did roll them over in his imagination every day. That is, he had a quiet period each day when he definitely meditated and prayed and generated faith and conviction and came to a complete acceptance. He was waiting in faith, waiting on the law of good, and resting in the knowledge that God never lets anyone down. I used to ask him from time to time, "How is it with your faith? Are you anxious? Do any doubts come into your mind?" And he would always say, "No, I am sure something good is going to happen." Sure enough, one day when he was making a delivery at a retail store, the owner said to him, "You know, I have been thinking about you lately. I need someone to help me in my business. And how would you like to do that?" This our friend took as the first sign, the first leading of the Spirit to a definite conclusion. And so he answered, "Why, this happens to be the kind of a business I used to be in, and I understand it. And I would be very, very happy indeed to accept your offer." So there was another period of several months, during which he worked for the owner of the store. And then one day the owner said, "I really want to turn this whole business over to you. I want to retire, and you can take your own time in paying for it. It is a very successful business, and it will pay for itself." And let us add, just like all God's ideas, it will take care of itself. Naturally, the man accepted this offer, and he himself became the owner of the business and ran it for many years, and ran it successfully. But always with this thought in mind, this is God's business. A power greater than I am is directing it. I am in partnership with this power. Now this is a simple and a true story of something that actually happened. Just one among hundreds of similar stories. Just the simple story of a man who was willing to sit in an idea for 3 months because he believed and because he was persistent in his faith and because he trusted where he could not trace. For this is what faith is. There are several viewpoints we can take of this story. We can say, "Oh, well, it probably would have happened anyway," or "It was just chance or good luck." Or we can say, "Perhaps his story applied to this man alone. And what meaning does it have for me? For I don't want a grocery store. I don't even drive a bakery truck. Or I have problems much greater than his." Well, perhaps you have. But do you think that your problems are too great for a divine intelligence to solve? Do you think the power that controls everything finds it more difficult to hatch out a planet than it does to hatch out an egg. Jesus used just one power, and only one, to heal the sick, raise the dead, and multiply the loaves and fishes. And he didn't say that this power is big in one place and little in another. You see, our friend kept faith with himself, and he kept faith with the law of good, and he took definite time every day to meditate, to pray, to accept. He didn't even know what the law of good was going to do for him, or how, or when, or where. Daily he gave thanks for what he couldn't see. Daily he believed that a way would be opened before him. And surely, he had the faith of a little child. And how much you and I need this childlike acceptance. For we all have problems. We are not different from each other, because we are all human beings. We all wish to be happy and whole. The most interesting thing about it all, we all have faith. It is born with us. It is just as much a part of us as our hands and feet. We just haven't been using it right. So then, let's get us a hen and some eggs and see if we can't put them together. Let's take some definite idea and stay with it in complete acceptance. Let's take all our wants and needs to that divine source which alone can meet them, and believe that it will meet them. I have no secrets to tell you. I have no power to give you. You just forget all about me. I've just told you a simple, true story about a power that you have access to, about a law of good waiting to be used, and about a simple approach to it that you and only you can make for yourself. No, I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer. This thing I am talking about is life itself, life which is already given to you and to me, the intelligence to know, the power to do, and the faith to believe. What are we going to do with this wonderful gift of life? That's up to us, isn't it? Of course it is. And the power and the glory of the kingdom of good will embrace us in our every act and in our every thought.
Now, Dr. Holmes brings you his meditation for today.
And now, friends, we have been talking about a power greater than we are, a power which we can use. We have been talking about divine guidance and how it works. We have been talking about prayer and how it is answered. But we really have been talking about affirmative prayer, the prayer that believes in its own answer. And we have been talking about the need of accepting this answer even before we see it. Let us then take as the thought for our meditation today these wonderful words of Jesus. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Let us see if we can arrive at an attitude of complete acceptance. Let each of us think of some particular thing he wishes to pray for. It doesn't really matter what it is, so long as it is good. Just place it definitely in your mind as an idea and say quietly to yourself, I am handing this idea over to the divine intelligence, to the power that knows how to do everything. And I am handing it over in complete acceptance of its answer. Gratefully and with deep peace, with complete conviction, I am receiving this answer in my experience. I know there is nothing in me that can doubt the divine goodness or the operation of its law in my affairs. I believe that everything necessary to the fulfillment of this definite desire is now in operation. that all the circumstances in my life are tending to bring it about. If there is anything I ought to do about it, I shall receive the impression to act. I shall receive guidance, and I shall be impelled to act intelligently. Therefore, I have a complete sense of ease and assurance. I look forward joyfully as I anticipate this good which is to come into my life. I believe that all who are now praying with me will receive the answer to their desires and from the same source. My faith goes out to them, even as their faith reaches back to me. For I believe that out of the great good in which we all live, there will surely come to each one of us an answer to his particular need.
There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it.